Oh, you really hoped that one would adopt you, didn't you? I'm sorry. Some of these humans have no taste at all. Here, let me scratch behind your ear. I can now. There you go. I just know the next one will want you. Oh, and you, little terrier. You were barking at the birds earlier through that window. Yeah, they get on my nerves, too. Oh, sir, I didn't see you coming up behind me. Did you need something? I was just, keeping the other pups company. Yes? Come into your office? You need to speak with me in private? Okay. You wanted to speak with me? Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's a new sundress. I'm glad you like it. I guess I could be more careful bending over the cages like that. If it rides up my hips a little, is that what you wanted to talk with me about? I didn't mean to be inappropriate, Master. I didn't. I mean, sir. Mister. Oh, dear. Oh, that wasn't what you called me in here for? You just wanted to give me a compliment? To tell me that I'm beautiful and doing a good job? I'm glad. I'm so glad. I try really hard. I really, really, really want to please you, Mister. I want to do a good job. I want to be such a good girl. Have I been a good girl? Am I a good girl? Thank you, sir. You want to ask me about something? About what, Mister? Oh, my mannerisms? Oh, I'm not sure I understand. I've been acting odd. What am I doing wrong? Oh, talking to the dogs? Well, don't all the staff do that, mister? I bark at them. I see. Well, it's only polite. They're talking with me, I should answer. Oh, it's not just that? I lick my lunch right from the plate in the break room? Well, how else would I eat it, Master? Mister? Oh, and I've growled at the cats. Well, sir, you see, the cats are, well, they're very rude, and, oh, I've tried to do my business behind the shelter a few times. Yes, sir, I know there's a toilet provided for that purpose. I know that. I didn't mean to, well, that fire hydrant just, well, I had to go really badly, and that fire hydrant had it coming, Master. Oh. Oh, that's another thing? I slip up and call you Master? Yes, I guess none of the other staff call you Master. Master. I don't know why I do. I do. Just when you walk into the room, I just want to drop to all fours and lift my head, my eyes shining with devotion and affection, and let you pet my hair. It just feels right. I would really, really like to have my head patted. I've been rubbing myself on the chair while we've talked? I'm sorry, sir. Mister. I just need my master's office to smell like me. To smell like my need and my arousal and my excitement. And is that so wrong? Oh, this is hard. All right. I'll come clean. I'm sorry that I have not been behaving like a good employee. Yes, I'll say why. I can't hide it from you anymore. I can't. You won't believe me unless I show you. So, here. I'll just take this off. This dress is so soft as I slip my arms from it, as it slips off my nipples, below my breasts, down my hips. I'll just shimmy out of it like a good girl. There, down around my feet. I'll step free of it. No, sir, I don't wear panties or a bra or anything under that dress. It wouldn't feel right. You'll see why in a moment. Do you like me, Master? The sweet curve and lift of my breasts, the tilt of my hips, that sleek golden fur between my thighs, so very soft. I keep it nicely trimmed, Master. My whole body arches and leans toward you. I'm excited as a puppy, standing naked in front of you like this. It's hot in your office. My skin glistens with sweat, and the golden fur between my legs glistens with something else. I'm sorry for rubbing it all over your chair, Master. I couldn't help it. Oh, let me just get down here. In front of your desk, on my hands and knees, on all fours, like such a good girl. I want to be such a good girl for you. You look so powerful and hot above me, standing at your desk. If I had a tail right now, I'd be wagging it. My thighs quiver and I... Master, mister, may I show you my true form? May I? Thank you, Master. You look so nervous. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you, changing like that. I guess I should have told you right away. You aren't mad, are you, Master? Oh, good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to trick you applying for work here. Yes, I'm a golden retriever, a real one. And very young, with sleek, glossy fur and eyes filled with sunlight. I was at this very shelter just a few months ago, still barely more than a puppy, but no one adopted me. I can't even describe how lonely I was, Master. I would stay awake at night with my head on my paws and just look at the darkened shelter outside my cage and cry. And I so wanted someone to pat my head and caress me under my chin and tell me I was such a good girl. I tried so hard to be a good girl, but no one took me home. No one even petted me except you, Master. You were so kind. You gave me extra treats, and every night when you locked up before going home, you'd open my cage and pet me And sometimes you'd let me sit on your lap or even play, romping around the shelter and fetching a ball and bringing it back to you. Oh, about that. I really am terribly sorry about the cabinet I knocked over. I didn't mean to. I know I made a mess. But you forgave me and snuggled me and kissed the top of my head before you went home. And then I would gaze at the door half the night, Master, whining softly, wanting you to come back. And I wanted to be with you so much and so fiercely and for so long that... Well, one morning before the shelter opened, I woke and I was like this. Yes, just like this. With two legs and these slender arms and hands and thumbs. And these two beautiful breasts that are so full. And these nipples that swell and tighten at each kiss of the summer air. And with all my golden fur gone except this on my head and this soft, soft fur between my thighs. And that was a little scary, to be honest. I slipped the latch on the cage with my new fingers, and I stumbled over to look in the mirror. These legs really took some getting used to. And then I saw what I had become. I lifted my hand to my mouth and gasped. And suddenly I was frightened. I ran. I didn't stop running until I reached the park. Hiding naked in the trees. But I couldn't stay away long. You understand, don't you, Master? I needed to be here. With you. Where I belong. Each time I touch my throat with my fingers when I'm in this form, there's no collar there. And it feels so wrong, somehow, being naked like this, unowned, unwanted. And you being somewhere else, maybe needing me and not having me there? I had to come work for you. I had to. I was so scared you'd say no or that you'd find out what I was and fire me because you, well, you deserve a good girl. And good girls don't lie, do they? So I've been frightened, but I've also been so excited. Working with you every day. Except you don't hold my head in your lap anymore, or give me head pats, or kiss my hair, or tell me what a good girl I am. And it's torture, Master. I need so much. And I really am sorry I've been a bad girl. I am. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do my business behind the shelter, Master. I didn't. I'll pee wherever you tell me to, sir. You're petting me. Oh, Master. Master. Master, yes. Pet me, Master. Oh, caress my throat. My breasts. Oh, Master, do you like them? Do you like my breasts? Oh, yes, Master. Cup them in your hands. I want you to, please. Please hold them. My breasts have been so lonely. I've yearned for your hands on me, Master. My Master. Oh, am I a good girl? Am I a good girl? My nipples are so hard, Master, and there are hot juices dripping down my thighs, but I promise I'm not peeing, Master. I'm not peeing in your office. I promise. I'm a good girl. I'm just so wet. Please don't stop petting me. Please don't. Please don't stop. I've wanted Your hands, your... Yes, Master, I'll stay like this. On all fours. With you leaning over me, Master. Your hands. Your strong hands. Oh, Master. Master. Yes, my ass is wiggling, Master. I'm trying to wag my tail, even though it isn't there right now. Oh, your hands on my ass. Do you like my ass? Wiggling. Oh, presented. My softest place is hot and wet and open to your touch, to your fingers. Your fingers. Yes, right there. Touch me right there, where my hair is golden and trimmed and so soft. Oh, please. I've never felt such need. I never knew there could be such need. I'm on fire. I need. Do you feel how slick I am against your fingertips? Oh, pressing myself into your hand. I've never mated before, Master. Never. But I want to be a good girl. I want to be a good girl for you. The way you position my hips, putting me exactly where you want me. Are you going to take me from behind like a dog? I want that. I want it so much. Please, Master. Oh, that's... so hard. That cock. Please. Make me your good girl. Please. That hurt. I'm so full. No, it's okay. I'm already getting used to it. And can't you feel how soaked I am? I'm a sweet, naked bitch in heat, and I'm so tight around your cock. Please, do whatever you want. Please. Yes. Oh, grab my hips. My ass. Yes. Master. Yes. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Fill me, yes. I'll be a good girl. Oh, I'll be a good girl. I'm a good girl. You're so big. Squeeze my tit. Master, mark me. Own me. Mark me. I'm yours, and... Yes, put your fingers in my mouth, Master. Oh, Master, make me. Yes, Master, pull my hair. Master, so wet, Master, I'm You came in me. I felt it. Oh, Master. Oh, I'm slick with sweat. You're a hot, helpless girl. No, no, please don't pull out. Stay inside me. Oh, if Master was a dog, too, he would have knotted in me. And we'd be connected for a while. As it is, I'm sore from how roughly he took my virginity. I don't mind, though. But stay in me. Oh, don't you feel me still rippling around your cock? Oh, my Master fucked me. You fucked me. You feel so good in me. Oh, I flooded your cock. Yes, 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 oh yes. Caress my tits. Fondle me, Master. Pet me. I love playing with my Master. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. This is everything I ever dreamed. I want more time with my Master. Really? Really? Really, really, really? You're going to take me home? I get to have a home? Oh, Master. I'm so happy. I feel me clenching around your cock, Master. I'm so happy. Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You're taking me home, but only if I wear a collar? Yes. Yes, Master, please. Yes. No matter which form I'm in, retriever or woman, put a collar on me. Collar your wild, wild pet. Collar your good girl. I need it. Oh, I want it. I want your collar. 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 Please, Master, collar me. I want your collar. Master. Yes, I want your collar. I'll be so good. I'll be so loyal. And I'll do anything for you, Master. I am a dog, after all. Oh, you're helpless. Sweet, soaked little bitch in heat. Take me home, Master. Take me home and collar me. Take me home and fuck me.